from the OFEO organization. It was previously the only agency, I believe, that had a legislated model that was used for assessing the capital requirements and capital classification of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And so that is somewhat unusual. The Federal Home Loan Banks, we similarly use models to look at their risk profiles and do assessments and analyses of those. They're very computationally intensive, and we have been doing work over the last number of months on attempting to figure out how to provide even greater capabilities in those modeling efforts.
So I imagine those are on your priority list for the future, which is something obviously we'll get to soon. But I want to just ask you before that, before you start looking at priorities, about you had to combine these two agencies to almost three agencies. How did that affect you as a CIO from a system standpoint? Was everything pretty standard, or did you have to standardize? Talk a little bit about that process.
I think it was a very interesting process because of being in sort of the housing finance regulatory area. I had worked with the Housing Finance Board's CIO previously and sharing our different approaches to how we provided services for the staffs of our agencies. So we had a pretty good perspective on a lot of the capabilities that we needed to provide and how best to provide them to staff. So at the point that we were combined, we sat down and began looking basically at all of the different activities that we would need to be addressing for the combined staff. We set up teams of IT professionals from both original organizations to look at each of the activities that we needed to continue providing service for, and had them make recommendations as to how we should go about doing that going forward. Many of those projects are still in process at this point. One of the major ones being, as we talked a little bit about, the general support system, making certain that that has a good foundation and is transparent and facilitates exactly what it's supposed to do, the communications between the staff of the agency.
Did you guys have to get rid of a number of systems? Was there a lot of duplication?
It's a little more complicated because while there were some similar systems, it's a case that the approaches used historically were somewhat different. And so it's been a challenge to combine some of those systems together. An example of one that is going pretty smoothly is our call reporting system, which collects financial information from the regulated enterprises. There was one system that was in the process of being built at OFEO prior to the merger, and there was one that was already in place for the Federal Home Loan Banks at the time of the merger. We looked at those two systems and came up with a strategy as how we could combine them into one, and that was particularly convenient since one of the systems was only at the very early stages of its development. Some of the other processes have been a little bit more challenging to figure out how to integrate in the best possible way to cause a minimum amount of disruption to the users.
Now, and part of this new agency is the oversight, or I don't know if oversight's the best word, but the conservator of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Yes.
That probably provided you with a lot more and different kinds of IT challenges. Is that correct?
Yes, it really has. One of the major issues is somewhat tangential to that, which is, if you can imagine, we're trying to build a ship at the same time that we're trying to sail it. Everything that we do, we need to make certain that we are not disrupting anything from an IT perspective that will impact in any kind of negative fashion our users, the regulators.
With the new agency and kind of the conservator for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, did that cause you guys to develop some new systems, or just to bring in systems that maybe you weren't necessarily as familiar with? What was the impact from the CIO's perspective?
Probably the major issue is getting accessibility to people who have not previously had access to data that one agency had to be able to utilize in their analyses. So let me give you an example. These are really very, very large and complex financial institutions. So as a consequence, what we want to do is make certain that all of the data is accessible throughout the agency by all of the new staff that need to be able to access that information. So a lot of initiatives in organizing the data and making it available to all of the staff. So it's not so much the acquisition of new systems per se, but extending some of the existing systems or figuring out how to combine those existing systems to better serve the needs of the users.